Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Nah, we ain't taking that. You can put it on the board.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
There was a presidential debate tonight, so I figured Castellanos might have done something, but the Phillies didn't play, so...
It was only vice presidential, so was just like, whatever.
Well, Iran tried to bomb Israel today, so I figured Castellanos might have gone deep, but the Phillies didn't play.
As I always say, it's probably just a big misunderstanding.
Now, what did I do wrong?
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultze, the fifth.
Appreciate you. Appreciate y'all. Love that John Sterling's back in the booth for the Yankees, by the way. You told me that before the show.
Non si può stopparlo.
I had missed that little bitty of news, and that is just awesome.
I pooped him.
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
Sports skirt very tight.
Getting higgy with it.
And this seventh inning stretch brought to you by Depends.
The home run Stroka.
I don't care. Keep him in there till he's 110. He's one of those that you should. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. Just one of those voices, like maybe 5, 6, or 7 of all time that should give his voice to AI and technology can just replicate it till the ends of time.
He's no Tom Hamilton.
Down goes Anderson!
You're not
down
wrong.
Down goes Anderson!
I will say, speaking of Depends real quickly.
So excited to hear Tom Hamilton in the playoffs.
I saw Emmitt Smith doing commercials for Depends.
Yes!
And it broke my damn heart.
Me too.
It made me feel old. It made me feel sad that one of my idols is hawking Depends now.
Yeah, it's one thing to see Marvin Harrison Jr. and you're like, oh, damn, I watched that guy in college and his whole NFL career. Okay, I can be fine with this. Fernando Tatis Jr., I can be fine. Vladdy, like, I can be fine with this. But when you're heroes are like, yeah, man, I poop in my pants all the time. In fact, if pee in your pants is cool, call me Miles Davis. You're like, oh, God, no.
I was crushed. I was crushed.
No, me too.
And I was like, I hope he's getting paid well for that.
All right, guys, let's start off with a very crushed MLB owner. That would be Arizona Diamondbacks owner Ken Kendrick. Now,
I
loved his comments.
This guy.
Scorched effing earth.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He's still on your team.
Yeah, he's going to be on your team next year. If you've been living under a rock today, D-backs owner Ken Kendrick called out the signing of Jordan Montgomery, who went 8-7 with a 6.23 ERA in 21 starts after they signed him to a one-year $25 million contract. But he called himself out for it because he admitted to the media today he was the one that brought the idea to the general manager in the front office after Eduardo Rodriguez's
injury. Hey, you know
injury.
That guy, you know that guy beat us? Let's go get him.
So, taking the blame for such a big signing, even on the eve of him most likely accepting a player option for almost just as much and being back on the team next year, guys, I want to ask you, fair or foul, just because he's the perfect combination of, you know, rich owner, willing to spend the money, but then not like the George Steinbrenner D-bag about it. He will admit when he makes a mistake, fair or foul, Arizona Diamondbacks owner Ken Kendrick is the coolest owner in all of baseball.
That's an absolute foul. You cannot do this. Like, I love that he does this, but you cannot. If he is a free agent, yeah. Hey, whoops, my bad. But he could come back next year.
I don't think he's gonna.
I don't think he's gonna opt out of that, go to a full spring training, ditch Scott Boras, and try to find a team as soon as possible. Like, if they're gone, then yeah, you can say, whoops, my bad. And I do respect that. I'm with you, Jordan, on that. I do respect the my bad, this was a bad signing. I should not have traded for Yoenis Cespedes at the trade deadline. I get that. I'm totally down with that. But the guy is on your team and will most likely be there next year. You cannot say that.
So the 2025 deal, it had a conditional player opt out if he started 10 games this season.
Which he did.
So
He ain't coming back.
No.
What do you mean? He won't. No, guys, he is coming back because the open market will not pay him $22 million.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right. He might go take 17 to not be in a place that somebody hates him and set it on TV.
How old is he? He's
would
like
you,
35
would
or
you,
6.
30, it's like, he's 31.
Would you? Okay. Right. It's like, hey, you get $22 million to go play for a team where your owner openly says you suck, or you can go take 17 somewhere else that someone might want you.
One, I'm going to say foul that when you're openly just dissing on your players like this, while I appreciate it as a fan.
I love it as a fan.
You can't do it.
You can't do it as a player. You can't do it.
But to defend Jordan.
Zaidi just got fired because he couldn't broker Matt Chapman.
To defend Jordan here. Whoa, music getting high.
Yeah.
Players will put up with a lot of crap, I think, for $23 million.
Fair enough.
So I think if he's
Frankie's
like...
Frankie's been in New York for 32 for 5 years, and they suck.
I think he's going to... Well, I say he's not going to be on the team next year. He very well might just put his pride aside and, you know, take the bullet.
22 sounds real good.
Just be like, wow, I absolutely hate this dude right now, but I'm getting $23 million.
It's sunny here in Phoenix.
I'll see you in training camp, 20 pounds overweight.
Just Raymond Felton's it.
Yeah.
Just says I'm out.
So, yes, foul, you can't do it. But
Jordan Montgomery is having a life crisis right now, deciding if he wants to continue to be a solid MLB player or just get fat and get paid.
Dude, I had to check the Twitter handles like 8 times when I saw this today because I was like, are these fake Twitter? Yeah, are these fake accounts tweeting this quote right now?
Yeah, like NBA Centel instead of NBA Central.
Yeah, I was just like, is this real? And I'm like, oh my God, it is. This is awesome.
No parodies here. All right, guys, fair foul number 2. Moving on to the Detroit Tigers, who are actually in the playoffs, getting the 3-1 win.
Joe's Detroit Tigers, not mine. I can't do it.
Well, they did sneak in the last, month of the regular season or so, I think.
Dude, they got the best record since, like August. The All-Star break.
No, the Padres have the best record
since
but
August 1 or something like that. However they want to skew the stats, it's Detroit. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they woke up. I think we all woke up, August 29th, and they had a better record than the Seattle Mariners. And we're just like, wait a second.
I know. And Mariner fans melted down because they're like, oh, my God, the Tigers are better than us.
It's kind of
And then
sad.
You watch the Tigers, and you're like, yeah, they're better than you.
They really are. Tarek Skubal, great performance today.
Fantastic. Love him. Cy Young, get it.
So, guys, fair or foul, just after one game, I know it's one game, but fair or foul, the Detroit Tigers will sneak into the World Series.
I'll start this because they are my Tigers.
It's a bold statement.
I know. We're one day into the postseason already.
But the wild card is...
Wild.
Wild card's been an opener.
Wild card, bitches!
I mean, Texas was a wild card last year, and they won a World Series.
I'm going to say foul because I feel like that based off of my vibes today, that it's only going to get worse and the Yankees are going to somehow end up in the World Series. Like, I just, you know, I would love for the Tigers to finish off this run and pull at Diamondbacks of last year and make it to the World Series. But I just have a feeling that the rubber will meet the road at some point. The run will stop. Very well could stop against the Guardians. But I just think that the Yankees, they ended up playing much better baseball to end the season. Yeah, the firepower. They have Gerrit Cole. They do have a bullpen problem, which I will admit that.
Very much so.
And the Tigers have, over the few years, had one of the best, most consistent bullpens over the years.
And A.J. Hinch.
Even when they were bad.
A.J. Hinch ain't no slouch.
Yeah, he knows how to manage the team.
I'm with Joe on this. Now, after watching today, I think Detroit's going to beat Houston. I do. I think Houston is just a little too short, too late. Kyle Tucker, Yordan Alvarez is banged up. Framber had a bad start today. No Verlander because he's been garbage. I think this is the right time for the Tigers to strike and get out of the wild card. I just think to get through Cleveland... To get through potentially, in my opinion, Baltimore or New York, I think that's a tall task for Detroit. I think those teams are just too much better than them.
But I'm here for them over Houston, for sure. But I will agree with Joe. I'll say foul. I don't see it. I see wild card teams in the National League getting to the World Series more than I do the American League. That includes the Royals.
I'll buy that. All right, guys, fair or foul number three. I had to throw it in, dealing with the recently deceased Pete Rose, gone at the age of 83. Very controversial figure, of course, in the world of baseball.
Foul, he didn't do it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is there anyone in Major League Baseball history more controversial than Pete Rose?
Maybe
Barry Bonds?
Jose Canseco?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jose or Barry. No, that's Barry Bonds. Those are both really great names.
Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds, Jose Canseco. I'm
Roger
not really
Clemens?
No, I don't even think Roger Clemens is up on that list. And
Aubrey Huff?
Joe isn't either.
Aubrey Huff. I love that you just thought of the first person, the first random player that when we're 80 will remember.
The angry tweets.
Is not good.
I think he's still banned from Twitter. I wouldn't be surprised if Elon brought him back. But
yeah, Elon probably did. But Pete Rose, of course, guys, the all-time hits leader, 4,256, and played for, God, like 23 seasons, I think, overall. Played every position except catcher, like pretty proficiently.
Only because he blows up catchers.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys said, the Buster Posey rule. I still think that should have been called the Ray Fosse rule because it started way back when Pete Rose ran into Ray Fosse
in the All-Star game. But Pete hit Ray in the chest. Posey got hit in the leg and blew his ACL.
But didn't Ray Fosse still suffer a massive injury regardless of where he got hit? Yeah,
and
ruined
Ray
his
Fosse
career,
was
too.
Done.
Anyways, guys, obviously we are talking about Pete Rose and betting on baseball being the reason he has not been in the Hall of Fame. Well, he is now gone. So, guys, fair or foul, Pete Rose will posthumously be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I'll take this one first. You know, I sit here on this, and I think when we started the show, I've talked about Pete Rose today in a very serious fashion, and I will talk about it now in a very serious fashion. I think as much as, and Joe's right, we always say nobody hates baseball more than baseball. This is just such an easy win for baseball. Yes, put him in. And I think, yes, he will. Because I truly think because Pete was so anti and so like deterred and deflected all things coming his way, that his punishment was he couldn't see the World Series. But baseball still loves baseball. They might hate it a lot, but baseball still loves baseball. And at the end of the day, Pete will get in the Hall of Fame. And if I get that vote that I want, I will do everything in my power to make sure it happens. 4,256.
I am going to reference one P1 Rufio's text from earlier in the show. It was a lifetime ban. Lifetime. Life.
Lifetime.
He fulfilled his sentence. It's time to put him in the Hall.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes down to brass tacks and just proper grammar, that lifetime ban has been fulfilled. Yeah,
and I said it on this show, and I said it to Buck in the bullpen. Put him on the ballot. Let the writers choose. If the writers are going to choose, put Jeff Bagwell, David Ortiz, and Pudge Rodriguez in the Hall of Fame, and Mike Piazza, they can get their stones up to put Pete Rose in.
Yeah, pretty sure Darren Erstedt got a Hall of Fame vote. So.
Yeah, I mean, like Pudge Rodriguez. Oh, he played with Rafael Palmeiro, Alex Rodriguez, and Juan Gonzalez and just didn't do steroids? Yeah, I don't believe you. David Ortiz is on the Mitchell Report, okay? Jeff Bagwell squatted like an offensive lineman at Georgia, okay? You're going to put those guys in the Hall of Fame? Put
nice
Pete
guys.
In.
It's because they're nice guys.
The Hall of Nice Guys.
Put Pete in. Put him in.
My favorite.
Ty Cobb's in. Put him in.
I hear that.
Also put in Curt Schilling. I'll vote for Curt, too.
Yeah, yeah, ruined an entire state's budget, but yeah, yeah.
Curt Schilling has four World Series titles and a World Series MVP and was a major factor in all of them. The bloody sock put him in the Hall of Fame. Yeah,
I agree with that. All right, guys, final fair foul quickly. If you have not heard, the Seattle Mariners are taking very, very similar approach to this offseason that they did last offseason. Owner John Stanton telling the media that they plan to be raising payroll, but they will be out on the deep end of free agents like Juan Soto, Alex Bregman. Not that I want them to sign him anyways, because I hate Alex Bregman.
Alex Bregman would be a terrible sign.
I'd burn anything I saw with Bregman's name on it. But apparently, according to Ryan Divish and Adam Jude of the Seattle Times, the scars of the Robinson Cano contract 11 years later, which, by the way, they actually cleared off the books when they traded him to the New York Mets after he was a three-time All-Star, had like an 830 OPS.
Hit for Sugar Diaz.
For a really good package, well, with Sugar Diaz, for Jared Kelnick and Justin Dunn. That was the return. But really, there you go, exactly. The fact that the Mariners say that they are scarred because of the Robinson Cano contract just shows that they literally have no brains and they're not evaluating their team the right way. But guys, this is all coming from owner John Stanton. Fair or foul, as long as John Stanton as the owner, his hubris will prevent the Mariners from ever making a World Series.
I'll tell you what, I don't know about the World Series thing, but do you know, Jordan, I know you know because you watch and you read and you listen. The Mariners are a high, high contender to sign one polar bear, Pete Alonso.
Yeah, if
Pete Alonso,
he wants to go there.
If Pete Alonso is Jim Thome in Cleveland and not Jim Thome in Philly, Seattle could get to the World Series. John Stanton, I don't know, man. Like there's guys, there are teams that win World Series. There are teams that win Premier League titles, in exception for their terrible owners. Like, the Glazers own Manchester United. And they're terrible owners of Manchester United. But United will eventually win another title, eventually, not anytime soon. But they will win one eventually with bad ownership. I don't think it's a Stanton thing. I think it's a player thing.
Rephrase the question one more time.
I said, as long as John Stanton is owner of the Mariners, his hubris will prevent them from ever making a World Series. Ooh. So basically, they won't make a World Series while Stanton's the owner.
I'm going to say fair, because as a Cowboys fan, this guy definitely knows what a owner can do to your franchise as far as preventing you from winning anything meaningful. So
I just think this team has too many players in place over the next few years that the chance is still high. That pitching staff with Julio, JP, I still think there's a chance.
Well, hit better and trade one of the arms for a really good.
They're not going to do that, unfortunately.
Well, they should.
I would trade Bryce Miller and Brian Wu.
I would keep
Bryce Harper.
I would keep them, and I would trade Logan Gilbert.
Me too.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'd trade Gilbert or Kirby.
I would trade Wu, and I would trade Wu, Miller, and Gilbert for Shohei Ohtani.
Well, yeah, I don't think the Dodgers could use it.
The Dodgers could use it.
I don't think they'd do that deal.
Like, if the Dodgers had those three dudes on their team without Shohei, you're like, well, we still got Mookie.
Well, all their arms are going to fall off too. Still probably got Freddie. As soon as they go to LA,
get there. And then